This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with the third part of my series called How High is Your Mountain and How Wide is Your Valley, which I've subtitled Feeling Good When Things Aren't That Bad. It comes out of my current place this summer of feeling that I'm in a little bit of a valley. Things aren't great, but they're not that awful. I want to talk today about learning from the valley or learning in the valley. I've been walking in this valley, metaphorically speaking, with my friend Fred Rogers, who has now passed on. He was one of the top children's television program stars for almost 40 years. He had a delightful neighborhood that was filled with imagination. And in my metaphorically imagined valley, I find myself sitting and stopping in places as I say what I'm doing. I don't know if the valley has a name yet, but I don't think that's important. The name of the stream that flows through the valley I call the Loss of Focus Stream. I spent time in the village of Waitlington, too, if you will. There's a sense that I've been spinning my wheels. Loss of focus is not just the name for the stream. I'm not sure of some of the things that I was sure about in the past, and I took a time of getting away, getting out of my comfort zone, owning up honestly about what was going on with close friends, and listening to what they said. It also involved listening and being quiet to what the Lord was trying to say to me. Today I'm talking about learning from the valley. Come with me across the meadow outside the town of Waitlington, towards the middle of the valley, because that's usually where streams are, especially in a kind of flattened valleys, and here's the stream that I've called Loss of Focus. There's a bridge over that stream right here, but just on this side of the bridge there's a delightful tree that I've decided to sit down next to and just listen and think and talk with you about things today. So let's sit down there on the grass. And as you think about this, imagine with me, if you will. Think about if you can imagine yourself sitting under a tree by a stream, and what you'd be doing, and how you'd be feeling, and different things like that. I hope you can enjoy this thing with me. The focus of my thinking today is the whole issue of this bridge over the river. The river, as I said, is loss of focus. And I look at the bridge that goes over it with a lot of fear and trepidation, to be honest. It's a barrier to getting over to the other side. The bridge symbolizes all the things that have happened in the last year that have been absolutely wonderful, and I can see they've been the workings of the Holy Spirit. The bridge is strong, and it seems to me that it's finished, at least from this perspective. Now, I don't know of any bridge that's built on the working of the Holy Spirit that is ever finished in our lives, but it looks solid enough, and it looks useful, and I think I could make use of it and cross to the other side. But instead, I sit here on the side under the tree, thankfully out of the sun, but maybe that's preventing me from making a decision too. I can hear a couple different voices. One voice on one side, I hear a gentle whispering, and that says, "Go ahead. You can make it. You can do it. You can get over this river of loss of focus. There are other things over there that I have for you to learn." That's a good side. But there's this bad or negative side, and that's a voice says, I don't know if it's finished. But you know, even if it is finished, or even if you could get across it safely, who knows? You might trip on that other side. Is a bridge like this really ever finished? You've gone through a lot of good things, and we can point back and say great things have happened. But what's tomorrow going to bring? Is tomorrow going to bring more wonderfulness? Or is it going to be full of sorrow? Who knows? It's comfortable sitting under this tree. Weren't you just talking about being content to be still? Do you ever have those two voices going on inside of you? If you're like me, assuming, of course, I'm normal, these two voices are probably pretty regular company. So what can I learn about this? Well, I think the first thing I need to learn is that every step I take is risky. Every step exposes me to new opportunities, as well as new potentials for disaster or whatever. This bridge here in my mind looks good. But I really will need to get to the middle to see if the other half is completed, since it slightly arches and I can't see the other side from where I sit. What if there are holes in the pavement on the other side? What if the safety railing isn't quite finished? What if I leaned over it to look at my reflection of water and the railing gave way? I can do a lot of that thinking to myself, and those kinds of thoughts will prevent me from ever discovering what the undiscovered future for me is right now. The moment around the bend, over the top of the bridge, the other side of the stream. And I talk to myself this way and I can really be at war with myself. One thing I usually end up doing at times like this, especially if I don't listen to the good voice, if I don't listen to what perhaps is the leading of the Lord, I go and seek the wisdom of other people to help me sort that out. Sometimes I take steps out of faith. But I also know I'm a social person and I need to listen to other people as well. Are you like that? As we learn from this valley that I'm in, I think one of the things we need to learn is that things are the same whether we're in the valley or on the top. Because I'll bet you have the same things going on when you look down from the top of the mountain just as I do. Well, what's this next valley going to be like? So while things are different, things are the same. Secondly, I think that God is with me in the valley as well as on the mountain. And everything that happens to me has an ultimate purpose and design, and I don't always know what that's going to be. But I do know that I can have faith that my next step will be guided by His. I think that was what was so great about Mr. Rogers. I haven't talked about him a lot this time, but I think one of the things that he kept doing over and over again is making kids feel special and feel safe. We have a metaphorical Mr. Rogers who reflects a real God. We do have the Lord to help us through these particular points. We can learn and we can grow, but sometimes we have to keep walking while we learn. And I guess sometimes that means we trip while we learn. Usually I'm not this metaphorical. Maybe this has not been very helpful to you. But maybe some of you have had a chance to take a few deep breaths, to listen, to think, to maybe say to yourselves, am I in a valley? Can I learn from this? And if there's something that you can particularly learn, tell it to somebody between now and the next time we get together. Share your experience so that we can all grow from each other. We are interpersonal beings, and I think we grow from this kind of communication. This kind of unfinished communication, which allows us to try things on for size and shape and fit by expressing them to other people and getting their feedback, holding ourselves up to other people who are mirrors. It's good to talk to other people. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.